All rise. Second Division of the First Circuit Court is now in session with the
Judge Stephen Alm founded the Hawaii Opportunity Probation with Enforcement Program, or HOPE, in 2004. He presides over HOPE hearings four times a week, Tuesday to Friday, meeting with each defendant for the first time in a 15-minute warning hearing.
If you're not in prison and you're on probation, it means you're making a deal with the judge, me, that you're going to follow the rules. So from now on, I can't control what you're going to do, but I can control what I'm going to do. So you can count on future violations of probation, you're going to get some jail time. But we're all human beings. We can make mistakes. So if you do screw up with anything, miss an appointment, or even if you get high, if you turn yourself in right away and admit to it, you're just going to get a few days in jail. If you don't show up, though, and I issue a warrant and the law enforcement guys have to look for it, you're going to get at least 30 days in jail.
There are 1,900 convicted felons on HOPE probation, and at least one-third never come back to see Judge Alm for a violation. The judge says everyone in the criminal justice system, probation officers, law enforcement, prosecutors, public defenders, and drug and alcohol treatment providers must all work harder because of HOPE. But he says the program's success reduces victimization, crime, and cost.
Regular probation costs taxpayers about $1,000 a year per person. HOPE costs about $1,500 per year. And prison is about $46,000 a year. So every person who can be successful in HOPE is saving the state a huge amount of money.
According to a 2009 study for the U.S. Department of Justice, HOPE probationers were 55% less likely to be arrested for a new crime, 72% less likely to use drugs, and 53% less likely to have their probation revoked.
In 2009, I had a relapse. I ended up back in jail facing Judge Alm, and I was looking at 38 years.
Raymond Elsie Jr. had already served 15 years in prison at that point in his life, but Judge Alm worked with him, sent him back to prison on two separate occasions for 30-day timeouts until Elsie said he was ready to face his alcohol and ice addictions and went for treatment.
You know, Judge Alm saw that I needed the help. It's not prison that's going to help me. I needed counseling. I needed help. I needed people who understood this disease to tell me about it until I could understand it and work on it, you know.
Elsie, now 53 years old, completed his treatment and opened a clean and sober house in Makaha, which he says helps him maintain his own sobriety. He's also with his wife and five children, with another one on the way. Judge Alm says not every HOPE probationer is successful, but evidence-based data shows that once the addiction goes away, so does the need to steal or sell drugs to support a habit. Alm says reducing crime is the goal of HOPE.
You should be tough on crime, but you also should be smart on crime. The really violent and dangerous and the ones who won't stop stealing need to be in prison. But many of the other folks, I think we can more successfully supervise on probation and avoid giving them prison up front. If they keep failing down the road, they may end up in prison anyway. But if we can work with them and make them succeed on probation, I think we're all better off.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.